for hamstring lengthening for the hamstring study being done by Widener physical therapy students in the fall of 1998. Just a few words of introduction first about how this is different from stretching. What we're doing is not stretching. What we're doing is called awareness through movement. And it's different in the sense that what we're trying to do here is we're trying to work with the motor control process and think about how whole body patterns of muscle control are involved in joint movement and not ignore the hip and stress the knee in order to stretch the hamstring kind of thing. So some guidelines for the movement process. Movement should be done slowly. The movement should be easy. What we want to do is 5 to 10 repetitions of any particular movement with brief rests in between. Movements, when I say to do a movement, I don't want you to do it and then stop and hold it. What I want you to do is continue to do the movement in a repetitive, slow, easy kind of way, but not pushing hard at the end range, going into the tension of the muscle that's resisting and then coming back. If you happen to get cramping, which sometimes happens, the cramping can be stopped by lengthening the tightened muscle. So if hamstrings are cramping, you want to extend the knee. If hip flexors are cramping, you want to extend the hip. If the quads are cramping, you want to flex the knee and extend the hip. We will, from time to time, be taking periods of rest. During those rest times, I'll suggest scanning activity to be done. And the scanning will involve directing your attention through your body and noticing how different parts of your body feel on the surface that you're resting on. And the relationships of different parts of your body, the tension in the muscles, this kind of thing. And I'll direct you through some of that initially. The goal is to produce a process of relaxed, easy movement where there is as little extra muscle activity resisting the direction of movement that you intend as possible. The first part of the tape will be generalized kind of introductory process that once you learn this, after a few repetitions of this, after doing it a few times, you can repeat it or not on a daily basis, but it's the later three segments of the tape, the later three parts of the lesson where you're working in side-lying and sitting and standing that are things that we want you to work with on a daily basis. Okay, let's start out with a process of scanning. Okay, so lie on your back. With your legs extended, your arms comfortably out at your sides, your feet resting beside each other. And notice how you're breathing. I'm going to be breathing in a relaxed sort of way. Roll your head a little bit to the left and right. And feel how much resistance there is there. Roll your feet toward the midline and away from the midline, just back and forth, and notice how much resistance there is in your hips. Scan through your lower legs, your calf, and feel how each calf is resting on the table or on the floor. And notice whether one calf is pressing harder into the floor than another. Notice whether one foot falls to the side further than another. Than the other one. You can just get a sense of that by feeling the way the foot rests on the floor and not necessarily by looking. Notice if your neck is comfortable and your back is comfortable. If you have difficulty lying flat like this, because you've got soreness in your lower back, feel free at any time to bend your knees and flex your lower back so that you're comfortable. Also, anytime that you need to rest during this process, you can go ahead and rest. All right, let's just test hamstring length at this point. We'll be working with the right leg on this lesson, and want you, as you do these lessons at home, to alternate legs, so work sometimes with the left leg, sometimes with the right leg. Lie on your back still, with your left leg straight on the floor, and bring the right leg up so the hip is flexed at 90 degrees, the knee is flexed at 90 degrees. And bring your right knee back so that it touches your hand. Just place your palm on the front of the knee and keep that contact. And without lifting your head off the floor, extend your right knee 3 or 4 times and just see how far it can go. Okay? This is it's an initial test of hamstring length. So if you can straighten your knee so that it's fully extended without lifting your head off the floor, you know that you have a pretty good length in your hamstring. If you're 15 or 20 degrees short or more of full extension, you know that you don't have that good a length in your hamstring. Okay, come on back down.
You said rotating either right or left.
Yeah. Them to be. Question about doing it on the left or the right leg. We want the legs to be addressed equally over the course of the study. Okay, we don't want people to be limping around all the time with one long hamstring and one short one, as you know is possible. All right. So, lie on your back with your right leg and a 90, flex 90 at the hip and 90 at the knee, and with your left leg straight. Again, your right hand on the front of the knee, straighten the right knee, extend the right knee and bend it. And as you do that, slide your hand up your lower leg towards your foot. And just notice how it feels to do this. All right? Notice where you strain. Notice your breathing. And see how much you can straighten your knee without interrupting your breathing. Notice whether you lift your head off the floor or not. And if you feel like you need to reach to your foot, and most people will, let the shoulders and the head come up off the floor as you straighten your knee. So you're straightening your knee and you're sliding your hand down your leg toward your foot. Okay? Don't use your arm to pull. Don't use your left arm to pull. Just do what you can do easily again. Notice if you're holding your breath, or notice how you're breathing. And come back and take a rest. Let your head rest back. Let your head roll easily left and right a few times. Again, come up to the position with the right leg 90 degrees at the hip, 90 degrees at the knee. And take your left arm and bend it so that it goes behind your back, so that your wrist is in the small of your back. So roll a little bit to your right, so the left arm goes behind you and your wrist is in the middle of your lumbar spine, L4, something like that, in a place that's comfortable. Okay? So you've now forced an extension of your lumbar spine. If you have difficulty with your left shoulder in this position, when you're doing this at home, you could put something else underneath of your back, towel roll or something like that. All right. So keep your left leg on the floor and keep your head on the floor. And bring your knee in that 90-90 position again, your right knee, hip at 90, knee at 90, and straighten the right knee and let the right hand again slide up your leg. And notice how this is different from doing it when you didn't have your hand behind your back. Able to reach your leg now. Maybe not. Okay? This is an anterior tilted position of the pelvis. And what it does is it lengthens the hamstring from the proximal end at the hip, stretches it out. So maybe you notice that your knee is a little bent, your left knee is a little bent now because the pelvis is tilted in this way also. Okay, rest again. Come back down, legs straight. Notice how you're breathing. Okay, notice how you're breathing. Notice whether your jaw is tight. Do you feel any tension in your shoulders or your back? You can bring the left hand out from behind your back. And bring your right leg again up into the position of 90 degrees at the hip and 90 degrees at the knee. And put your right hand around under the right knee so that you're holding behind on the back of the right knee under the knee. Okay. And in this position, rock your pelvis a little bit so that you press your back into the floor and then lift your back off the floor. Okay, so you're doing a pelvic tilt where you're rolling your pelvis first towards your feet and then away from your feet, towards your feet and then towards your head. Notice how you're breathing. See if you can do this without disturbing your breathing. So not making a tremendous amount of effort, but doing what you can easily. So anterior, posterior tilting the pelvis. Do this. Continue doing this movement a few times. And as you tilt in an anterior direction, extend your knee. So as your back lifts off the table, let your knee extend at the same time. And then go back the other way. So the knee bends, the back goes back toward the table. The back lifts away from the table and the knee extends, foot goes toward the ceiling. So you're coordinating a movement now where the hamstring is lengthening at the distal end at the knee and also lengthening at the proximal end at the pelvis. Do this easily a few more times and then take a rest. Legs stretch out and roll your legs left and right. And notice if you've been doing something with the right leg now for quite a while. Notice whether you have any different sense of the feeling of the right leg from the feeling of the left leg, if it turns more easily, if it's freer, if the foot is in a different position, the leg feels warmer. The leg might feel actually longer. And now lie on your left side. The left hip and knee, the one that's down toward the table, bent at 90 degrees. So the hip is bent and the knee is bent at 90 degrees. So this is just to help you balance lying on your side like this. Okay, put the left hand under your head like you would if you were watching TV, lying on your side, to hold your head up and support your neck. And hold your right hand on your right ankle with your elbow being, your right elbow being inside the right knee. Okay. And now holding onto your ankle or letting your hand stay on your leg, straighten your right knee. Let's see where you can go with this. All right. Do that movement a few times. Straighten the right knee and let it bend. Now, hold it straight as it's comfortable for you. And let the right leg turn so that it rotates internally at the hip so that the toe goes down toward the floor. And do that movement of turning the leg, rotating the toe down, and then bringing it back up toward the ceiling with the knee straight. Maybe you can feel as you do this that there's some pulling on the hamstring. Repeat that movement a few times. And come back and rest. You could lie on your back again. For the next three positions we're going to do are ones that I'm interested in having you do at home. The first one is in side lying, the way we were just doing. So come back up on your left side again. And lie with your head on your hand, your left leg bent, 90 at the hip, 90 at the knee. And this time, tilt the pelvis forward and back, the same way you're doing when you were lying on your back. Okay, just to see what that movement is like. All right, so you can press your back backwards and then arch it forward. And now, hold on to your ankle the way you did before with the right hand on the right ankle. And straighten the knee. Do that movement a couple of times. So straighten and bend the knee. And feel the position of your back as you do that. Notice that probably what happens is that the back presses backwards when you go to straighten your knee. All right. So now take your knee out into an extended position, holding with your right hand somewhere toward the ankle. Your right arm is inside your knee or in front of your knee, wherever it turns out to be more comfortable. And with the knee in an extended position, arch your back, tip the pelvis forward and back, okay? And do that movement a few times. So you can feel, again, that there's some strain there, that the hamstring is resisting that movement of tilting of the pelvis. Okay? And now, anteriorly, tilt the pelvis and hold it that way. Arch the back and hold it that way with the knee extended, and rotate your leg inward and then toes down to the floor and then up to the ceiling. Okay? Don't strain at this. If it's difficult, just do what you can do easily. All right? If you find that you can't hold your knee very far extended, let your hands slide down up your leg towards your knee so that you can straighten your knee a little bit more. And work with your hand holding maybe around your knee instead of your ankle. As you get more flexibility here, you'll be able to move your hand further down. Okay? And now, try putting all of these things, three things together. So, anteriorly tilt your pelvis, extend your knee, and internally rotate your leg all at the same time. And then come out of that, flex the back, flex the leg, neutral rotation of the leg. And do that motion a couple of times. It might be hard to coordinate at first, but as you get a sense of what the movement is, this is a movement that requires the hamstring to lengthen in both directions at the same time, both at the hip and at the knee. So do it easily. Don't strain with this. Don't push yourself to a point where it hurts, because that won't help you. It will hurt the muscle. It will damage the muscle. And come back on your back and rest. Wait a minute. Okay. Okay, now scan through your body. Notice how you're breathing. Notice if you have any tension in your upper back or your neck. Let your head roll left and right a few times. Notice if your teeth are clenched or whether you have some space between your teeth. Notice where you're breathing. Notice whether you're doing abdominal breathing, letting the abdominal muscles relax and the diaphragm move, or whether you're breathing in the chest and you're tight and holding through the abdominal area. Notice how your hips feel. Let your legs roll a little bit left and right, and notice if there's any difference in the feeling of freedom of movement between the two legs. Might be, there might not be. It's just the point here is to just take some time to relax and notice what your body feels like. You can use that information to guide how hard you push yourself in doing the movement. So if you feel like you're sore around your hip, you might want to just back off and do a little bit less. Or if you feel fine, you might be able to do the movement a little more energetically. Okay, so that sideline lesson that we just did was one lesson that we want you to do at home. For the next lesson, the second lesson here that we'd like you to work with at home, come up into a sitting position and back on your hands. Let your legs rest a comfortable distance apart. And just to start out here, let's do some tilting forward and back of the pelvis. So a forward tilt from this position is arching the back, and a backward tilt is rolling your pelvis back so that you're kind of slumping or slouching back toward the floor. And do a few easy movements back and forth in that direction. So we call this a long sitting position. Okay, now sit forward so that you bring your hands onto your knees and let your hands rest on your knees or your thighs, wherever you can reach comfortably, or down below your, towards your ankles if that's easy for you. And in this position, posteriorly and anteriorly tilt the pelvis. So extend your lower back and then let it collapse back into flexion. Notice as you extend your low back whether your knees bend a little bit or not. And just as a little movement experiment, which is what all of this is anyway, see if you can, instead of having your knees bend, flex when you extend your back, try and extend your knee even a little more as you extend your back. So don't keep them tight all the time. It's the direction of motion that we're interested in. It's the neural command to the hamstring to get longer that we're interested in. We want the nervous system, by the direction of its movement that you're choosing, to tell the hamstring to be longer. So relax and then go into the movement, extending the back, extending the knees. Okay. Let's try another variation here from this position. Anytime you want to, rest back on your hands. Okay, and I'll describe the next piece of this. Leaning forward, extending the back, and at the same time that you extend the back, internally rotating the hip. Okay, so you bring your, rotate your legs so that your toes come toward each other. As you tilt your pelvis forward, extending your back. So you're extending your back and rotating your legs so that your toes come together. And with this movement, we're asking the hamstring to get longer in both legs, longer at both ends. Okay? Separate your legs further so that you're a comfortable distance apart. And do the same thing that we just did, extending your back and rolling your legs toward each other. If you need to lean back on your hands in order to do this, go ahead and do that. If you can do the extension and maintain your balance without too much effort and have your legs, your hands resting on your legs, do it that way. And come back down, lie on your back again and rest. Okay. Lying on your back, again, scan through your body, notice your breathing. And you want to do a scan when you're doing this at home, you want to do a scan before and after each session. Okay, final lesson that we're going to do is going to be standing up, so come on up to standing. Okay, standing now with your feet comfortable distance apart, and you can get on the floor. You don't have to be on a mat to do this. This is something that you could do in the shower if you wanted to. I mean, this is the kind of way that you can do these little awareness through movement lessons, is you can do them at times that's convenient for you during the day. So I do this, for example, when I'm standing in the shower in the morning. Hot water running on your back is real nice. Okay? So you're standing. Flex your hips and your knees and bend down so that your stomach is resting against your upper thigh, and with your feet, with your hands, reach towards your ankles and hold on to your ankles. So you can bend down enough with your elbows in front of your legs, not really a squat, but bending over forward so that you're holding your feet. So if you can't stay in this position for very long, you can get out of it any time that you want. Just stand up and walk around. So what we want to do here is we want to think about straightening the knee. So let's work again with the right leg. From this standing position, think about straightening the right knee and go ahead and try and straighten the knee. Keep holding your hands on your ankles. Okay? And notice that when you straighten the right knee, your hip rotates backwards on the right side. Your knee extends, your hip goes backwards. And notice where the weight is on your feet. So try this two different ways. Try holding your ankle, straightening your right knee, and letting your weight all go on your left foot. Okay, so you're shifting the weight away from the leg that you're straightening. And do that a few times and see what that's like. And notice how you're breathing as you do this. Do the movement slowly. Do a few movements. Take a rest. You could stay in this position to rest, or you can move around if you want. And now, instead of shifting the weight to your left leg, let the weight stay on your right leg as you try and straighten your knee. And feel how that's different. All right, so what you're doing now is you're stabilizing, you're restricting the movement. Okay? And take a rest for a minute and just let your legs shake out, straighten up your back. And then come back into this position again, holding on to your ankles. Let your weight shift to the left. Straighten your right leg, and in a straightened position, rotate that leg so that the toes turn in and out. And do a few movements like that. And then let the knee bend and straighten, and as it straightens, rotate the toes in. Okay. rotate the leg in and out as you straighten the right knee. Okay? Do that a few times, then come on up and walk around. And just as you walk, notice how your right leg feels compared to your left leg. Notice any differences that you feel in the whole right side of your body compared to the left side of your body as you move. Come on and lie down again. We're gonna do a test here, just to see from our initial test position. So you're lying on your back. Your left leg is flat out on the table. Bring your right hip to 90. Your right knee bent to 90. You're holding your leg in that position and straighten your knee. And see how it feels now to straighten your knee. See if you have some more range of movement there, or you feel like it's easier to straighten it. Say. Feels pretty good.
Did you notice that? Did you see mine at the beginning?
Yeah, yeah.
It was about
45 at the beginning and you were hurting. Now you're about 80 and easier. Okay. So, that's the end.
It worked. So we're done with our thesis?
We're good.
Now, well,
we're going to graduate.
People need to do this every